This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the orchards of Southgate. Patient first name is Darlene, D-A-R-L-E-N-E. Last name is King, K-I-N-G. Date of birth is 3/18/1958. Date of evaluation is 6/3/2022. HPI history page. Complaint psychiatric evaluation for management of depression. And to assess efficacy of current medications, history of present illness. This is a 64 years old of female who was admitted here on 5/19/2022 upon transfer from Henry Ford Wyandotte Hospital. Her chart indicates a history of malignant neoplasm of uterus, chronic pain syndrome, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, unspecified diastolic heart failure, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, pain in the right foot. During my evaluation, patient was preoccupied with not getting adequate pain medications, and reports that she had taken a much higher dose of oxycodone, before she came here. She complained of burning and pain in her finger and fingers and feet. She acknowledged that she also has neuropathic pain and has been taking Lyrica for quite some time. Patient reports that duloxetine 60 milligram also helps with her pain as well as her mood. Patient reports that she was previously seen by a psychiatrist at Fairlane Henry Ford Health System. She claims that she was diagnosed with schizophrenia and has had hallucinations. She thought that she took Risperdal in the past. She also claims that she used to drink and abused substances, probably including cocaine. Previously, she stated that she was admitted to Heritage Psychiatric Unit previously. I also spoke to patient daughter Frida, F-R-E-D-A, who believes that her mom was given diagnosis of schizophrenia, but has been okay lately. Patient daughter reports that patient has had paranoia in the past and was combative at times. Patient reports that she has trouble falling and staying asleep, and I was wondering if she can get something for insomnia. Next paragraph, review of systems, general chronic pain, eyes, ears, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-deported musculoskeletal, difficulty walking, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-deported past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes, prior history of psychiatric hospitalization, yet at Heritage Hospital, prior history of suicide attempts denied. Prior history of psychotropic medications, yes. Social history, current relationship, widowed, number of children, 4. Patient reports that she has 1 son and 3 daughters. She reports that she lost her 1 daughter 7 years ago of probable overdose on fentanyl. Next paragraph. Current employment, not working, but reports that she worked as a press operator and had 11th grade education. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, review, collector, informant, chart, nursing, and also spoke to patient's daughter after consent from patient. Next paragraph, under histories and habits, medical history, see medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history, see records for details, family history not known, tobacco history denied, alcohol history, past history of alcohol abuse, substance abuse history, past history of cocaine abuse. Next paragraph, current medications, MAR reviewed, duloxetine 60 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, blood pressure 126 over 70, pulse 70, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech clear, mood, dysphoric, affect, constricted, thought processes, intact, preoccupied with complaints of pain and wanting for more pain medications, association, normal thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts reported. Perceptual disturbances denied, but vaguely admits to history of auditory hallucinations, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self, place, person memory intact for recent and remote events, for knowledge, fair judgment and insight, fair sleep and appetite, sleep, trouble falling asleep, appetite, fair. Next paragraph, under assessment and plan, major depressive disorder. Recurrent moderate of 33.1, plans continue duloxetine as prescribed, which is also helpful in the management of neuropathic pain. Number two, schizophrenia undifferentiated in depth, 20.9, plans start Seroquel 50 milligram HS for management of patient's history of schizophrenia as well as her ongoing complaints of insomnia. Period patient consented to trial of Seroquel. Next paragraph, disposition, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical and pain management. Period notify our service for persistent mood changes and medication adverse effects. Period encourage patient to get up and participate in activities and go to therapy, etc. Period will follow with you. Procedure code 99304 under supplemental administrative common side effects of SNRI, antipsychotics, risk benefit statements. Based on findings of my assessment above, stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.